Next up is a former wrestling superstar with a product that changed his life.
Former pro wrestler Diamond Dallas Page has just the thing for you. But be warned, DDP Yoga, quote, ain't your mama's yoga.
DDP Yoga was designed to help everyone.
DDP's list of clients include former wrestlers such as Chris Jericho and Edge.
I've been doing it for over 2 years, and I can't live without it.
And it don't matter what your age or your fitness level or what kind of shape you're in.
It builds strength and flexibility, and it's good for your heart.
Diamond Dallas Page is one of the rare wrestlers that has had a post-career career. You are saving lives. The two most famous ones, Jake the Snake Roberts.
One person sticks a hand out, and that person to me was Diamond Dallas Page.
And Scott Hall.
In my lifetime, I've learned hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last. But bad guys do.
It's DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
So high five.
DDP. Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is June 18th, 2014, 9 p.m. here on the East Coast, which can only mean one thing. It is time for another episode of DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins. You can find me at mike@90%.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/mike@90%. And also joining us as always, well, let's put it this way. If you were to have a Mount Rushmore of DDP Yoga success stories, Stacey Morris would be on there, no questions asked. The lovely Stacey Morris is with us. Stacey, how are you?
Hey, guys, I'm really happy to be here. Thanks.
All right, and of course, our guest tonight is a favorite at DDP Radio. She's a well-respected nutritionist amongst many other titles. I'm reading her bio, and she's got so much going on that I couldn't even close to name it all. All the certificates and all the stuff she has. She is here to answer your health and weight loss and nutrition questions tonight. Of course, we have Nancy Giuberti on. Nancy, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, it's going to be a fun show tonight. It's going to be a really caller-centric show. We're going to take advantage of Nancy being here. She has so much knowledge in the health and fitness study, and as well as weight loss and all this stuff. And we all know summertime is about 3 days away, and summertime for a lot of people is where we pay back the debt of lack of activity, the comforting indulges of the holiday season, and the winter funk, time to pay up. Summertime is where we put on our bathing suits, and the truth is right in front of you. You either own the winter or you are shopping for new swimwear. But don't worry, those extra pounds of winter are reversible, and Stacey is here to talk about it, as well as Nancy, on how you can reverse the wintertime funk and move forward into summertime as well. So if you have a question for Nancy, Stacey, or myself, then give us a call, 347-994-1216, or you can hit Stacey up in the chat. Also have the DDP Yoga mailbag to get to tonight. And before we get going into that, I wanted to do a couple quick plugs for some DDP Yoga stuff going on in the next couple of months. First off, Stacey Morris, her book Clean Comfort, available at stacymorriscleancomfort.com, is just got released in paperback and hardcover. Is that correct, Stacey?
Actually, paperback and Kindle. So if you're that type of person like me that's old school and you like to hold a book in your hands, now you can do it.
All right, and that's available at stacymorriscleancomfort.com. I just saw that spinach bread you put up, which just looked absolutely amazing, and that's just one of many recipes that, you know, Stacey and Bill have put together, along with Robert, who had a lot of hard work involved in this book project. But check it out, yeah. stacymorriscleancomfort.com. Order yourself a copy and find out why Stacey Morris is where she is. Her whole journey is documented through that book, as well as awesome gluten-free, dairy-free, and healthy recipes. As well, stacymorriscleancomfort.com. How's the review, Stacey? I'm sure I've heard the ones around DDP Yoga, but I'm sure you guys are getting lots of feedback on the book.
Yeah, the reviews are really very positive, and I'm getting lots of feedback from people who are trying the recipes and are really surprised at how much they like them, considering they're very nutritionally based. But that's the whole point of the book. So it's really exciting to see that people's palates are being changed, and they're learning some really valuable new skills in the kitchen.
Absolutely. Once again, StacyMoore'sCleanComfort.com. Pick up your copy today. And also, it is that time of year again, the DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza. If you want in on this, you're cutting it really close, but I guess you're still taking people to get there. July 5th through the 9th and the 10th through the 15th, you can go any of those days, any combination of those days. It's at the El Dorado Resort and Casitas in the beautiful beaches of Mexico. Time is running out, so definitely head over to ddpyogaretreat.com or contact Sally or Ashley at the Travel Smiths of New Jersey at 888-838-8400. You got to get in on this. It's the best time of year. It's the best thing DDP Yoga does. I'm putting it out there right now. It's the most fun. Everyone there is so cool. The food is phenomenal. They're really sensitive to the health choices of everyone that are there, and just makes it a really great time for everyone. The DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza at ddpyogaretreat.com. And one last thing, kind of want to throw a self-plug out there. Steve Langer and I have a table promoting DDP Yoga and our brands of DDP Yoga, Mikey 90% and Team Langer Fitness. We're going to be at the New England Pro Wrestling Convention Fan Fest in Rhode Island this weekend. So if you guys are in the New England area, come by and say hi to Steve and I. Dallas has shipped us all kinds of DDP Yoga stuff to, give out to people, brochures and bracelets and stuff like that. So it's going to be a good time, and definitely come on over and find out what DDP Yoga is all about by two people that have been doing it for quite a while and can probably give you guys anything you guys need to hear. But anyways, we have Nancy. Nancy, if you guys, we already have phone calls lighting up. Phone calls are lighting up. So I'm going to give this to Stacy to kind of kick things off with Nancy, and I'm going to get to some of the callers and find out who's on the phone. Does that sound good, Stacy?
That sounds great. And I wanted to mention that Nancy is a nutritionist she practices in Connecticut and downstate New York, but she also works with people around the world and around the country. So you don't have to live driving distance to benefit from her amazing services. And Nancy, could you just give quickly your website address and your Twitter?
Okay, sure. I put on for Facebook and Twitter every day as many health posts as I can, and it's just really to spread awareness. So my Twitter handle and my Facebook is Nancy Guberti, so my name, and that's NancyGuberti. And my website is the same thing, NancyGuberti.com. And it's just really the mission here is to spread awareness of how to lead a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, and what you do, for anyone who hasn't worked with a nutritionist, it really is so much more encompassing than someone who's just going to tell you to get enough vitamins and iron and to eat low calorie. That's really not what you do. And I really love the topic that you proposed tonight, which is the health of our adrenal glands. And I know for me this has been an issue off and on for years, because basically anyone who's got stress in their lives, and I think that pretty much includes everyone, probably has adrenal glands that have been working too hard and are tired out. And you wanted to talk about what that can mean in the long term and what are some things we can do to help them out, help those glands out that work really overtime in this day and age.
Exactly. I've been seeing this for the past several years more and more very prevalent in my practice. And the statistics are really scary, because approximately 80% of adults will experience adrenal fatigue or burnout, as some people call it, at least once during their lifetime. But nowadays, with lifestyle issues, with our GMOs, with stress that's chronic, and I want to talk about the different levels of stress and how one can get it. And then if you go to your internist or conventional practitioner, they may not know how to test for it, and they may not even know how to diagnose it and then what to recommend to heal it. So I think it's best that we understand, do I have those symptoms, and what, you know, DIY, do-it-yourself steps you can do today to lessen this adrenal fatigue in your own life. So first, what is the adrenal system? And basically, their adrenal glands are responsible for secreting more than 50 hormones throughout the body. And if there is any type of imbalance, then your body's going to wreak havoc, and then if you have any type of stress. So I haven't met one single person that does not have stress throughout their life. Now, if they're first starting this program, or even if they're in this program a while, just the weight loss and changing their lifestyle can be stressful. If they've had a chronic illness, or they've had infections, or they have some type of physical injury that also can produce physical stress, then we have emotional stress, and all of these cause an imbalance. So I like to say, if we think of a seesaw, if that's balanced, it's straight. But if we put too much on one side, the other side goes up. And that's what happens when someone has adrenal fatigue and you live with this exhaustion and burnout for so long and you can't really understand why. And then you may not be able to lose weight, or you're holding it in your stomach area because now one of the hormones that is being secreted through this is cortisol. So if we think of our regular hormones, our estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, but then there's the cortisol, and so many people talk about this. It's necessary for energy production, for blood sugar metabolism, for anti-inflammatory effects, but it's also for stress response. And then if we have a problem with this and managing the balance, we tend to hold the weight in the stomach. So this is a big problem, and we're seeing it really even with from youth all the way up. Age has no, there's no safety net when it comes to adrenal fatigue. So if we think about, well, what could be some of the symptoms? So you could be asking yourself, do I possibly have adrenal fatigue? Well, if you are tired, if you have an inability to recover from an exercise, meaning you feel so tired afterwards, you get headaches from mental stress, you have a weak immune system, or food allergies, or chemical allergies, all of these things are causing inflammation as well. If you feel very bloated, or if you're craving sweets or caffeine, you need that second or even the first cup of coffee to start your day. If your behavior is not regulated, so you could be moody or irritable or fly off the handle, you can also get lightheaded after a meal, or if you skip a meal with hypoglycemia. But sleep is one indicator that can also show you about adrenal imbalance. So in the morning, your cortisol is supposed to be higher, and then it decreases throughout the day. But I do speak with many people who say they get their second wind, they get revved up in the later part of the evening, and now that's when they're so productive and they're running around and they think it's a good thing. But their whole clock is off, because now their body, when it should be settling in for restful state, it's actually getting revved up, and that's a problem with the adrenal system. Also, you could have problems dealing with just getting stressed out very easily. So if you have any of those, and there's so many of those symptoms where people are like, well, I have a few of those, but I deal with it. Well, okay, that's one way, because you have to live life, but we can't deal with this forever, because it can lead into degenerative diseases, and sleep is the most important time when your body really recuperates. And actually, it's very important for weight loss. So there are so many things going on around here.
So it could affect metabolism, what you're saying?
Yes, it could affect metabolism. It could affect holding on to weight. It could affect your energy production and your mood as well, because serotonin is one of the neurotransmitters that also is being secreted. And with adrenal fatigue, it's usually very low in individuals. Mm-hmm. And that's where the functional medicine lab test comes in, because it checks all your neurotransmitters. The serotonin is very important. So if you tend to have food allergies or food intolerances, and then you also feel that you have adrenal fatigue, it's usually that your serotonin is going to be very low. So there is an imbalance.
Now, Nancy, anybody who's known me for years, I always tell them I have the sleeping habits of a meth addict, because I'm just like, I will literally stay up all night, then sleep the next night, and then stay up all night. I just can't get my body to shut down, or my mind is just, it's weird, because, I mean, I drink caffeine and everything, but I only drink it in the morning, so it's not like chemically like anything causing it. I think it's because for years I worked the radio night shift doing overnights and stuff. I can't seem to reset that circadian clock that's inside of my head. And I know for a fact that it's not only affecting my health, but it's affecting my progress and my weight loss, trying to get that last bit of weight off. Now, on the nutrition side of things, you know, is there anything I can do to reset that clock inside of me that tells me when it's time to go to bed and when it's not?
That's a great question. So there's a few things that you want to do. You want to make sure you're nourishing the adrenal system. And when the adrenal system is in balance, it's going to go to your B vitamins that you're getting from your food, your vitamin C, and it's also going to lower the serotonin. So these neurotransmitters, especially the serotonin, needs to be in ample supply in your gut lining, because that produces the melatonin. And the melatonin is the hormone that will then help you sleep. So it sounds to me that you have a deficiency in all of those. So how can we address that? Diet, I don't know how you eat, but let me just tell you what would stress out your adrenal system even further. Sugar, white flour products, anything gluten will definitely negatively affect your adrenal system. Lack of sleep, so you're having that. We have to correct that. If you're putting any toxins, so if it's not organic, it's going to have toxins. Caffeine. Now, caffeine in itself, there's what we call non-mold caffeine, because caffeine produces mycotoxins, which is a mold. So if you just Google non-mold caffeine and, you know, go with that type of coffee, that's going to be better for you, because then mold is a toxin, and if your body can't throw it out, and I'm assuming your body won't be able to throw it out because the adrenal fatigue is lowering your vitamin C. So it's very complex. But a low-fat diet would be really bad for you. So that's where the avocado, the olive oil, the coconut oil is very important for your adrenal system. Lots of times people will go gluten-free, but they may go low-fat as well, not, you know, thinking all fat is bad, but you want to have the healthy fat. And that's where Stacy's book comes in, because, you know, she's taken the guesswork out of what recipes you should have and how you should make them and what foods you should eat. So kudos to that book, because it's going to help you balance out your adrenal system. So fats is something that you want to incorporate in your body. And then since we're going into the summer, lots of times people will be dehydrated. You have to stay hydrated, because that also is going to help the internal body. And when you have caffeine, so if you have your coffee, you have to remember to drink a glass of water with it, because the coffee will dehydrate you. So you want to make sure you're hydrated. You want to make sure you're having your healthy fats, your lean meats. So here you want to keep your blood sugar level even by having lean meats and staying away from the simple carbohydrates. That's not going to help you, and that's going to make you feel run down. Sea salt is something that's – do you use a lot of sea salt at all in your diet? I'm just curious.
Celtic sea salt. I don't use much salt in general. I don't cook with much salt, and I don't, you know, add it to anything. I've never done that in my entire life. I've just never been a salt guy. But I do use the Celtic sea salt in cooking and stuff like that. So,
because you could actually put a pinch of it into coconut water, and that will help revitalize you as well. Vegetables are key. So I would choose vegetables over fruit. If, you know, again, in the summertime, many people eat lots and lots of fruit, but that could actually feed candida. So I love fruit. I think fruit's great, but in moderation, I would rather have more of an abundance of the green leafy vegetables that are also going to help with the adrenal system and not feed into candida. Your chicken, turkey, wild-caught salmon is really good. And then pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds are very helpful for adrenal fatigue. I mentioned about the salt because we always want to make sure we're getting enough iodine. So, like, if you like kelp or seaweed, they have seaweed salads, that's going to also be very nourishing for your adrenal system.
Awesome. And you mentioned carbs before. Stacey and I were actually talking before the show about this, that I kind of wanted to bring this up to you. I figured since you mentioned it, not just in my sleeping habits, but I don't do much sugar. I don't usually do, like, the sweets or anything. I don't say I don't do much sugar. I don't usually do the sweets, like the gluten-free cookies and stuff. I've been gluten-free for about almost 2 years now, and I've been dairy-free 95% for just as long. And I keep a strict food journal. I write down, I call them BLTs, bites, licks, and taste. Everything I bite, lick, or taste, I put in my food journal. And in the past few months, I've hit kind of a stagnation in my weight loss, and I'm having a real hard time getting this last 30 pounds of mine off. I dropped about 80 relatively quick, and the last 30 have been tough. But as I've gone past in my food journal, I've noticed that, you know, my girlfriend Katie and I have been invited to lots of parties and all kinds of stuff, and everybody knows I'm gluten-free and dairy-free, so they always try to treat me with gluten-free cookies and gluten-free brownies and all this stuff. So I noticed that I've been incorporating carbs into my daily diet a little more than I had before, and I'm positive that that's the reason why I am stagnated, because it's almost to the day that I started doing that I started leveling off a little bit. So my goal for the next couple months is to kind of cut back the carbs to the point where I can lose weight again. And I know that it's all a matter of, I know what I'm supposed to eat, but I'm wondering, is there a number, a numeric value of grams of carbs that is going to be the number for me where I'm trying to lose the rest of the weight that I want to get off?
You know, so that's a good question, and this is the thing. So everybody is so unique, right? And from male to female, from what type of body frame you have, from all your past medical history, from where your body is now with metabolizing, from where your cortisol levels are now, your hormone levels, your digestion, how long does it take that to give a number, like even the calorie counting, that drives me crazy. It's just more like it's great that you have a journal. Instead of a number to say, oh, I'm going to go with this number, I would instead look on a daily basis, okay, if I'm having a carb or if I'm going out because there's barbecues or this or that, so if I know I'm going to have a carb there, I'm not having carbs throughout the day. I'm going to just stick with my lean protein and a vegetable. And let's see how my body reacts to that, because I've had certain individuals that can only have that perhaps once a week. I've had other individuals who could do once a day. So it really is individualized, because how your body functions to another person is totally different. Being cognizant of, I keep this journal, and I've seen that since I've added these carbs, the weight loss has been difficult. It hasn't flown off so easily now. So then I would also say, well, what carbs are you having? Because carbs are not equal. One carb is different than another carbohydrate. So I'm assuming you're talking about complex carbohydrates or simple carbohydrates. So the simple carbohydrates are, even if they're gluten-free bagels or gluten-free muffins or gluten-free pancakes or cookies or cake, that's still going to turn into sugar. The complex carbs are the ones that, you know, so a vegetable, we have complex carbohydrates, well, that's so much better. So I'm assuming you're talking about the simple carbohydrates, not that you're increasing vegetable consumption.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So then we have to look at, okay, so none of those are created equal because they all have different ingredients. So when I look at those, when I look at nutritional labels, I always want to say, you know, because this question has come up through 15 years, you know, when I see people, so I always say, well, especially with bars, everybody wants to say, well, what's a good bar? And I'm like, okay, this is what you need to do. You need to look at the protein. You need to look at the fat. You need to look at the sugar. And you need to look at the carbohydrate and see. Think of it on a seesaw again. How balanced are all those numbers? So people are like, oh, there's only 1 gram of sugar, so that's good. But then there's, you know, 35 grams of carbohydrate and only 2 grams of protein. And then you say, well, let's take a step back. That's a lot of carbohydrate that's going to end up, you know, look at the ingredients. If that is now ending up into sugar, then it's really like a sugar bar. It's a candy bar. So that's where it's more the ingredients. We have to look at everything.
And Nancy, don't you recommend a certain range of sugar grams per day and carbs per day for, you know, either losing or maintaining weight?
Well, the sugar, you know, that we could be universal on because sugar is just toxic. You know, again, it 60 Minutes had a great episode, a segment on the fact that it should be labeled like alcohol, where you have to, too much of it is really deadly. It's not going to do anything good for you. So the average American could have, you know, 150 pounds of sugar a year. So if you're sticking to like 22 to 32 grams on a daily basis, that would be great. Again, sugar is not all created equally. If it's the white sugar and it's been processed, you know, that's really bad. And then you want to know, so where does it come from? Coconut sugar, you know, is not as bad. And then people will then ask, well, what about fruit? You know, again, you want to keep it balanced throughout the day. You don't want to have 10 pieces of fruit and no vegetables. So I'll see a lot of people that come in and say, I don't need any vegetables, but I eat my fruit. Okay, that's great, but are you then eating the fruit with a healthy fat? Are you eating the fruit with a lean protein to slowly absorb the sugar as opposed to having fruit juice and fruit salad and no protein and no fat? So the sugar is definitely like 22 to 32. I mean, again, the protein, I would rather have higher protein than carbohydrate. So, like the mung pasta. So mung pasta has some carbohydrates, but it also has 22 grams of protein. So that's a good ratio against the carbohydrates. If you're looking at any labels and it's much higher in the carbohydrates, then it's not a good thing. And then also it depends on what you're doing. If you're going for, you know, are you going to burn it up? Are you doing marathons? How much exercise? You know, everything. We have to look at it all. This is where lifestyle is so important. Are we getting enough sleep? And are we getting enough exercise? And are we having our carbohydrates and everything else? So if I go back to the mung pasta, total carbohydrates are 17 grams, and the protein is 25. So that's nice.
It's a much better ratio. And in terms of the adrenal health, you know, you were saying some really pertinent things about nutrition and sleep and all that. And also, I would think that in addition to what we eat, don't we also have to change our habits in terms of managing stress, which is where, the DDP yoga can really work nicely. But I think for myself, like, I sometimes just have to step away from the iPhone and step away from electronics and just cut the stimulation, you know?
Right, exactly. So I always tell I tell people, listen, try to get to bed an hour earlier than you usually get to bed. So how do you do that? And I would say that 90% of people that I've been talking to lately say, oh, well, that's when I'm on Facebook and that's when I'm on, you know, answering tweets. But okay, so you have to then stop that, say, 2 hours prior to when you want to get to bed, because that is stimulating your neurons, and then it's stimulating your adrenal system, because the adrenal system is hooked into your neurotransmitters, sending these chemical messages. So I need to take a step back and stop the stimulation. Even TV is very stimulating. So what would be a better choice? You know, that's where you could journal. That's where you could put a gratitude list together.
Oh,
that's
great
where
idea.
You can, you know, what was your day like and what are you so grateful for? When we put together a list of what we're grateful for, it puts positive thoughts and it influences our body as well. And then, you know, motivational books are something really great to read in the evening, as well as you can even listen to relaxing meditation tapes. You know, the whole DTP yoga with it's yoga. So that's going to, that exercise itself is going to be great for the body when one does it. But then at nighttime, we need to unwind. So that's where you want to hydrate on the water. You don't want to drink anything that can excite you. You don't want to be in an environment that's overstimulating and a sensory overload. If you need to refrain from talking to negative individuals or people who are just going to get your blood pressure up, then so mm-hmm. be it. You know, better to internalize and really calm down the body. It's really important. And then making sure that you're eating healthy foods and even if you're not having any salt, add a little, just a pinch of it to your food, your water, or some coconut water as well, making sure you get the healthy fats to manage inflammation and quiet that loop that feeds into a higher cortisol production, because that happens as well. Even alcohol would be something that will stress out the adrenal system. Any artificial sweeteners will do that as well. So you have to really see what are you doing from dinner on. And if dinner is a heavy meal 2 hours prior before eating, well, that's also going to affect your internal clock, because if it's a protein, it could take several hours. And meanwhile, you're trying to go to bed 2 hours later, your heart may be racing, and you may not be able to get into a restful state.
Now, Stacy, you have a couple questions from the chat room, too, and I have a call on the line, and I have a question from the chat room. So if you want to hit a couple questions, Stacy, if you want to let those fly.
Yeah, let me just – I just lost the page for a sec. I had a couple from the mailbag, actually. Some people wrote in. Okay, the first one is from Stephen, and he's been doing DDP yoga for 3 months now, and this is, I think, sleep-related and eating-related. He works a late shift, and he wants to know what the best time to eat dinner when he works from 3:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. He's usually in bed by 12:30 a.m., and he'd like to know what's the latest you would recommend him eating
before
he goes to bed. Yep.
Okay, so he goes to bed at 12:30 in the morning, but his shift ends at 11 or 11:30?
Right, 11:30.
Okay, so he's going to have to eat at the job because he doesn't want to eat when he gets home. And again, now it depends on what he's eating. If he's having the larger meal at lunch, that would be a good idea. And then if he's having another meal, I would recommend that 9 o'clock would be nine o'clock would be the last meal. And then if he wants to have something afterwards, be it something light.
Mm-hmm. That's,
Otherwise, that's great advice.
It's
going to take too many hours if it's a big, large meal. And then we should all also be very cognizant of how do we feel after we eat. So I was talking to a woman today who said whenever she has pizza, gluten-free or not, she feels drugged. She can't think. Mm-hmm. She's exhausted. She's totally out of it. So if you're having meals and you feel negatively after you eat, then you know your body is not processing. It's not digesting. And you're not absorbing the nutrients. So by keeping the journal, you'll be able to put a pattern together.
That's a great question for a lot of night workers, because I know we have a lot of night workers at Team DDP Yoga, and I was on that same boat. And being a night owl, here's a question for you regarding that. A lot of us night owls have 24-hour, you know, days before we sleep. If you are pulling an all-nighter like that and you are working these crazy hours and you are up all night and can't sleep, do you sneak in another meal or two in that time frame?
You know what I would do is, so say you, for that individual who asked the first question, say the meal is at 9, you could actually bring smoothies with you to sustain you. And I love smoothies. You know, the smoothie that I make is I use unsweetened coconut milk and then a protein powder made from pea protein and some rice protein, brown rice protein, and there's no sugar in it. And you can, at that point, throw in some berries if you want to sweeten it. What we tend to see is it's very filling, but it's not going to be where it's going to be very hard to digest, and it's not going to add to weight gain. So that's also something that would be very beneficial. Also superfoods. So if you're keeping where it's consecutive days of staying up, then you definitely want to add some superfoods that are going. So superfoods is something that's going to give you an abundance of energy, and that would help as well.
Okay. And Stacy, do you want to hit another question, or should I go to get a call? We have two callers on hold.
Okay, I do have a couple more. This is a quick one, and I think I know what you're going to say, Nancy, but there's a new member. Her name is Amber. She's got a real sweet tooth, which she's working on curbing, and she wants to know your thoughts on Splenda.
Oh, okay. So Splenda is toxic, and it's not your friend, and it really, what Splenda does, besides the fact that it could be linked to many degenerative diseases that nobody wants, really nasty stuff. Mm. But it affects your taste buds as well. And you can actually, it could actually put you into this vicious cycle. So here we think, oh, it's a sweetener and it's not sugar, so it's actually going to help me. But what we tend to see is that it can actually add to weight gain, and it can affect one's taste buds where you're not satisfied and you just want more and more of it. Besides the really negative side effects of gastrointestinal problems, seizures, dizziness, migraines, blurry vision, allergic reaction, it's been linked to mimic MS. And so I wouldn't recommend that whatsoever. I would instead try stevia and to get you off of that. But then we also want to get to the root problem of your sweet tooth. It could be that you have candida overgrowth, and that's really taking over one's body. It could be that you have a problem breaking down certain foods, and that creates neuropeptides. So it's like an addiction. It's very addictive to you. But I wouldn't definitely not go to Splenda or even there's other brands out there that are just no good. I wouldn't not recommend that. I would try other things. Like, I would prefer to see you put a splash of, if it's the Splenda she's talking about, if she's trying to get off a sugary drink, then it would be better to put a splash of even, you know, 1 ounce of a pear juice into a whole thing of water, as opposed to having that Splenda, because it really is toxic, and it will affect your hormones. It affects with MSG and glutamate, and all of this is really bad.
Yeah, and I know it is tough to get off sugar, or even just to cut back, you know, if you're used to lots of it, but if you give it time and you stick with it, your taste buds will adjust, and you'll get used to it, and then you'll wonder how you ate all that sugar in the first place, you know, because your palate will change. I've got a quick question from the chat room from Michael. I'm hoping I'm saying this right, Bondrasic. And he wants to know if there are any ill effects at all for sleeping too much, you know, sleeping beyond, you know, like the 8 hours.
Yeah, that's a great question. So this is the thing. You want to listen to your body, but if you need an abundance of sleep, there also is, there could be a problem with that as well. So is it, I would be curious if the problem was that someone needed straight 12 hours of sleep, so are they not getting into a restful state? Are they getting revved up with their hormones? Are they not going through the 5 cycles of sleep? Or is it that they have a restful state, but then they just can't wake up? So in the morning, and they feel like, oh, I'm going to stay in bed for a few more hours, you know, that's also the adrenal system. But too much and too little sleep are both no good.
And I have a question chat room as well. Someone had sent me a question. I promised I'd read it for him. There's a gentleman here who has problems with constipation. He does not eat leafy greens. He can't tolerate the lettuce or anything, and has become very constipated since going gluten-free, and was wondering if there was any ideas for him, what he might be able to do for that.
So the first thing is hydrated. You need to stay hydrated. So many people are dehydrated. I would find out how much pure water is the individual drinking. Now, green leafy vegetables are really good, but he doesn't have them. Magnesium would be a safe, it's a mineral. So it's an abundance in the green leafy vegetables. If I'm not eating green leafy vegetables, how else can I get magnesium? Well, you could get them from Epsom salt baths. Some people actually drink that, which I don't know how. It's pretty nasty. But we need to stay hydrated, have, if we could get an abundance of vitamin C. So that's also helpful. And then getting some magnesium if they're not having any greens whatsoever. I would try personally to do a green drink and then add in an apple to sweeten it, because perhaps he doesn't like to eat the vegetables, but maybe he'll drink the vegetables. You know, if you went to a local health food store that had a juicer, a juice bar, and if they could put, you know, a cucumber or celery or even kale or spinach, again, for someone who doesn't really like vegetables, I would try spinach because it's sweet, and then cucumbers. And if they like lemon, and then add in an apple or a pear or some berries to sweeten it up, maybe he could tolerate that in a drink because that would definitely help.
Awesome. And we've got a couple callers we got to get to real quick. We're running out of time here, so I just want to get these callers in. I didn't have a chance to cue them because I couldn't figure it out because Robert usually handles this part. But we've got the 857 area code. You should be unmuted momentarily. Hold on one sec. There we go. Sorry about this. My internet tends to crap out on me if I've been off for long enough. So I'm trying to get them. Here we go. 857, you are unmuted. Hello.
You can do it, Mike. I know you can.
Who's this?
This is Steve from Boston. I had met you last week at the Fitness Expo on Sunday the 15th.
What's going on, man? Steve is awesome. He came to the Boston Fitness Expo with us to meet DDP, and he was running extremely late for meeting his father for Father's Day, and Dallas was stuck in ridiculous traffic, and he hung on there and put everything on hold so we can meet Dallas. He's had huge success there. Steve, what's going on, man?
Not much. I just wanted to call in. This is probably one of the best shows I've heard since, within the last 5 weeks. It addresses so many things that I'm dealing with, from the changeover from how I used to eat and drink to what I'm trying to do now to improve my health and just help this whole process move forward.
Oh, awesome. Glad to hear it. Nancy, such great information for you.
Well,
yeah,
you.
Nancy, I wanted to ask, I am not a huge coffee fan, but I ran into the problem where I was having lots of leg cramps prior to starting the yoga. And I kept thinking, well, coffee has so much water in it, I'm going to keep going. You know, I'll have 3 cups today. And, you know, I want to replace coffee. I want it out of my life. I really want to look into juicing. I've switched to drinking seltzer instead of soda, any type of Gatorade or anything like that. There's a couple things, looking to replace my coffee, get rid of it. And is seltzer okay to drink?
Do you still get the cramps with the seltzer?
No, because I've cut way back on the coffee, only to 1 cup a day, and I'm drinking more water. Since I get rid of the Gatorade and any type of high sugary juice or soda, I think I've had 1 cramp since I've changed that since I started the yoga only like 4 weeks ago.
Well, congratulations for getting rid of all the bad stuff because that takes a lot of effort and commitment. So that's really good. And I would, so for the seltzer, I would recommend that one drinks pure water as the majority, like say 80%. And then if you want the seltzer, just make it only 20%. Because it does get, you know, go through a process. So, you know, you can add lemon and lime to your water, which is really great to detoxify your liver as well. You know, you could, I don't know if you've ever tried apple cider vinegar, but you could put a splash of that. You can actually cut fruit up and put it into your water to get natural flavoring. So that could help promote drinking more of the pure plain water. And then I would do the seltzer as a treat as well.
Yeah, I don't overdo it. I take maybe 1 can a day with me to work, a gallon jug of water, 1 cup of coffee a day. But I'm looking for something else to give me a boost in the morning because the coffee, if I have a coffee in the morning now since I've made these major changes, I feel dehydrated from my mouth to my toes. It just, I don't feel any benefit from it anymore, but I'm in that I need to have my coffee every morning. I want something else to replace that.
Right.
That, that's what I was looking when I read Mike's 90% website. He talked about he's going to be listing a bunch of juicing recipes, mm-hmm. and I was wondering if that would be something I should be doing instead of looking for that cup of coffee.
You know, juicing, I mean, so like my ritual in the morning is very intense with a lot of liquids. Like first I start off with my lemon water and I throw in a splash of apple cider vinegar because that really gets your body going and it gets rid of any acid and it exhausts the liver for detoxification. Then I go into my juicing regimen and I throw in either my kale and I throw in like two or three lemons. I just, you know, love lemons. They alkaline your body. They get rid of the acid. It's great for your skin and your eyes, and it has a lot of vitamin C. Then I'll throw in parsley because parsley gets rid of the puffiness in your body. So for individuals who are having like processed foods or fast foods, and then they start to get puffy and retain the water, parsley is great for that. I throw in some cilantro because that gives it a little kick and that removes heavy metals from your body. And then I'll throw in either one pear or one apple because the emphasis is going to be on the kale and the greens and all that. That gives you, if you do a juice drink, you want to do at least 80 to 90% of the vegetables and the rest would be the fruit. Otherwise, it's too much sugar. So if you were to incorporate juicing, you just want to make sure it's heavy on the vegetables and not so much on the sugar. Otherwise, that's also could give you a spike in energy, but then you can get tired afterwards. That's where I like these protein shakes in the morning because they're very filling, but they also give you a lot of energy and your body is getting protein with no sugar and very little carbohydrates, so it's a great balance. There is spirulina, which is a superfood, and it does give a lot of energy, especially for individuals who aren't getting enough vegetables. So I had a lot of male clients who were taking those five-hour drinks because they worked the nighttime shift as well. So to get them off of that, which was really bad for them, and they were young and they were experiencing all these heart problems, the idea was let's get them off that and then wean them into changing their lifestyle and healthy eating and everything else. But the way we got them off of that initially was to get them onto shakes with spirulina.
Well, I can definitely tell you just from changing my eating patterns and getting into the yoga, being able to sleep almost completely through the night without the pain, the urges, the craving, waking up, needing something sweet, needing something to drink, always feeling that dehydrated and just beat up feeling. I'm just astonished at how this whole program works, and I just have to thank all of you from Dallas all the way down to whoever does the lowest job in the totem pole. I'll tell you, this is the most fantastic program I've ever been on.
Now, Steve has been doing this for a little while, and he went from being on canes and barely being able to walk to be able to walk to the Health and Fitness Convention Center from the train station the other day. So he has made huge, huge strides.
Wow.
Thank you, man.
Wow, yeah. Great.
That's a great testimonial. That's great.
I'll tell you. And I wanted to say to Stacy also, I'm definitely going to be ordering some of the work you have on the book you were talking about earlier. And I really am trying to nail down this eating and just get rid of all the junk and, you know, just get my life back.
That's great. I recommend you're doing great. And with the eating, it's a process, and take it in stages and don't try to nail everything at once. You'll
exactly.
have a much easier time.
Thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, have a great night, everybody. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And we have one more caller here, so I'm going to bring on from the 605 area code. Who's this?
Hey, guys. It's your pal, Travis.
Travis, what's going
hey,
on?
Hey, Travis.
Hey, just getting back and kicking forward. So, hey, here's a real quick question here for Nancy, or two of them, actually. One, what's your opinion on giving or donating plasma? And two, if you are going to donate plasma, you know, they usually have you have that sports drink afterwards to replenish the electrolytes and that sort of stuff. What would be an alternative if you want to stay away from the sports drinks and replenish your electrolytes?
Okay, well, that's a great question. And anyone who donates, I think is, I think that's very brave, and you're being a hero for someone else. So that's wonderful, especially if you've got good blood. So that's kudos to you. Now, instead of having what they give you, I would recommend to either juice beforehand and put in vegetables and, you know, some fruit. I would definitely have coconut water because the coconut water has electrolytes in it just in its composition, and you could add some sea salt because that's the sodium that you would be getting as well. I would take both of those with me. And, you know, go prepared, and that will definitely, and then, and plain water as well. So I would bring all three because I don't know how, you know, I'm assuming you've done this before and how your body responds. Some people get really weak afterwards. Some people, get lightheaded. Some people do fine, but I would bring my own juice and I would bring my own coconut water, and then I would bring bottled water.
Okay. Yeah, That's good. That's great. Yeah, I've been, if they do the plasma, what they do is they, you know, it's not like donating blood. If you're donating whole blood, they, you know, they just do a bag, they fill the bag, and you go. Well, when you donate plasma, you're actually donating twice as much blood as what you would be if you're just donating blood, because what they'll do then is they'll put it in a centrifuge, and then they will separate the red blood cells from the plasma, and
right.
Then they'll fill up number of, you know, things for plasma, for those of you that, you know, want to know the difference between plasma, donating plasma and donating blood. But I've been doing it the last few times here, and I seem to have been handling it just fine. I haven't really gotten lightheaded or anything like that. So, but, you know, I wanted to do something different than, you know, because they make you, you know, do something with a, you know, with a sports drink. And go, yeah, you know, I've been a clean machine for 18 months. I don't want to go and start, you know, downing, you know, dyed crap.
Right. That's why I would take all three with you. I would definitely take all of those three with you. And how long do you stay there for?
Through the whole process?
Yeah.
It's like from front to back, like 2 hours.
Yeah, so you definitely want to take several things with you.
Yeah. All right, that's good. Great. That's exactly what I want to know, guys. I'll let you off and do what you need to do. You guys have a good night.
On this day,
all right,
man.
Thanks, Travis.
On this day.
Thanks for calling, man. And once again, we're running out of time, but we want to thank Nancy Giberti for calling and being with us today on the show. You can check her out at www.nancygubert.com. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. And it's always a pleasure to have you on, Nancy. You have so much information. I think it's almost overwhelming for some people how much information you actually have. So I like that we focused on just a few topics this week so people can really just soak it all in. And it was a great show, and thank you once again for being on with us.
Thank you for having
yeah,
me.
Yeah, thank you, Nancy. And for those who are new to the Team DDP Yoga community, Nancy comes on basically every season. She comes on once a quarter. So she'll be back in the fall, but check out her tweets and her website. She gives great tips on a regular basis. And if you really want to take your health to the next level, give her a call because she works with people around the world. And you can follow her at Nancy Guberti. And just want to thank you, Nancy. I know you're a busy lady. And if you can keep your adrenals healthy, anyone can, because I think you're a lot busier than most people. So thanks for the, you know, really the wonderful tips, and I'm going to put more of them in practice. And we look forward to your next visit in the fall.
Great, thank you. I would love to hear how everybody does with keeping their adrenal system in check. And I hope everyone has a great summer. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much,
all
Nancy.
Right.
Once Gubertie.com, that's NancyGubertie.com. All kinds of information, and you should definitely check out the services for Nancy. She sees people all over the country, all over the world, so definitely check her out. Thank you so much, Nancy. And once again, just want to give a quick plug once again to Stacey's book, StaceyMorris.com, and you can buy her book at StaceyMorrisCleanComfort.com. It's an awesome book, and it's got so many great recipes, and I am one of your biggest fans of your recipes. I've tried more than quite a few of them, and you always have so many practical and things that you never think of, like that bread you did. Who would have thought you could make bread out of those beans? What, garbanzo beans?
Yeah, and that all involved because, you know, I'm not a big vegetable eater, and I just didn't want to eat plain spinach one night, so I made a bread out of it. I'm always blogging new recipes, so check out my website and follow me on the DDP Yoga Facebook tag.
Let's get Stacey's book to the top of the charts, baby. StaceyMorrisCleanComfort.com, available on Kindle and now available on paperback. I saw that video of you opening up your book, and just the look on your face when you actually can hold that tangible copy of all that years of hard work, you know, the story in your hand, that was pretty cool.
That was fun. And also, there's a foreword written by DDP himself and by Nancy Gubertie. So that's another reason to check it out.
There you go. Absolutely. And once again, just want to give a quick plug. Steve Langer and I will be at the New England Pro Wrestling Fan Fest this weekend. We're going to have a DDP Yoga table. They're going to have DDP Yoga brochures and all kinds of stuff. I'm going to have my information for my Mike at 90% brand, and Steve is going to be plugging his Team Langer. Dallas is all behind it. He's going to be sending us some stuff to give away. So it's the Pro Wrestling, New England Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame and Fan Fest. I don't know the website, but I'll have it up on my Mike at 90% page. And that's about it. If you want to check out Stacey, StaceyMorris.com, CleanComfort.com, I am at Mike at 90%.com, and Facebook.com/Mike at 90%.com. And thank you so much, Stacey. It was a fun show tonight.
Yeah, it was. And thank you for holding it down. Our nucleus, Robert, had the night off. Much deserved. We hope he had a great night off. He'll be back next week. And you did a great job, Mike.
Oh, thank you very much. And until next week, keep moving forward, and just remember that every day you wake up, your heart is still pumping, your lungs are still breathing. It's a brand new opportunity to own your life, so do it. For Stacey Morris and the On Vacation Robert McLaren, I am Mike Mullins. Get out there, own your life, own this day. See you guys.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.